Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, November 10, 2024, Romans.
All right, we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we are studying. There's a lot of pseudo systems of spirituality out there. We saw pseudo-system number one, taboos. Spirituality by keeping taboos. Pseudo-spirituality number two is spirituality by relativity. And when I say spirituality by relativity, this says that a person is spiritual, filled with the Spirit, because his sins are more refined and more respectable than someone else's sins. In a typical comparison, a subtle type of sinfulness is compared to a shocking type of sinfulness, resulting in a false rationalization. In other words, my sins are just little, tiny sins, I'm still spiritual. Your sins are, my gosh, they're horrible sins. You probably lost your salvation. They're so horrible. Now, and this also brings in another false concept that spirituality is relative. In other words, you can be 30% filled with the Spirit or 40% or 50%, and that's totally false. You're either 100% filled with the Spirit. Spirituality in the church age is the filling of the Spirit. It's either 100% or nothing, not close. So there's spirituality by relativity. That's a pseudo-spirituality number two. Pseudo-spirituality number three is spirituality by ecstatics, and this is the pseudo-spirituality of the tongues crowd, the holy rollers. There's a lot in that category. What they call spirituality is actually a part of reversionism, emotional revolt of the soul. This problem exists in believers accustomed to using their feelings and emotions for the criterion of spirituality and the filling of the Spirit. The problem is that their emotions are not functioning as responders as God created them to operate. God created us with emotions to be responders, to respond to the mentality of the soul. So what they are in is emotional revolt of the soul. Such believers are divorced from reality. They have no filling of the Spirit. They do have a pseudo-spirituality. That brings us to point 10. Point 10. Spirituality is the link between salvation and the attainment of spiritual maturity. Spirituality is the link between salvation, the moment of faith in Christ, to attainment of spiritual maturity. Let's amplify that. One, this process depends upon the ministry of the Holy Spirit in making the Word of God understandable to the believer. This process depends upon the ministry of the Holy Spirit in making the Word of God understandable to the believer. So it's very important when you assemble, and you understand that in this local church, very important that it's not just being here and present, but to make sure you're in fellowship with God. There's no unconfessed sin in your life. You're in fellowship with God. Why? Because the communication comes from the spiritual gift of pastor teacher, and then God the Holy Spirit takes that communication by the spiritual gift of pastor teacher and teaches you, makes it clear to you so you can understand it. So there's a combination here. Two things involved: spiritual gift of pastor teacher and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit. They work together. And this is called grace perspicacity. Grace perspicacity. Spiritual gift of pastor teacher, teaching the Word of God, God the Holy Spirit through the filling of the Spirit, and teaching ministry of the Spirit, making it clear to you so you can understand it, believe it, and once it's in your heart, now you can apply it to your life. So this process depends upon the ministry of God the Holy Spirit in making the Word of God understandable to the believer. Two, this means the filling of the Holy Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit are absolutely necessary for perception and metabolization of the Word of God. Absolutely necessary for learning and believing the Word of God, and absolutely necessary to apply the Word of God clearly and accurately to your life. John 14:26, John 16:12-14, 1 Corinthians 2:9-14. Subpoint 3. Without maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart, you will never attain spiritual maturity. So we have a local church, not very many like this. I'm a dinosaur, I understand that. And an old dinosaur, but I'm a dinosaur. And the emphasis is placed on the Word of God. We have classes 5 times a week. And there are pastors, even doctrinal pastors, around. How often is Pastor Olson teaching? 5 times a week? And he's teaching what? 4 different books? He actually is studying Hebrew? Yes. He's teaching Old Testament books too, as well as New Testament? Yes. That's just not happening. That's just not happening. And now you're really going over the edge if you show up 2 times a week for class. 3. So again, without maximum metabolization of Bible doctrine in the heart, you will never attain spiritual maturity. 4. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, there is no spiritual growth and no spiritual momentum in your life. No spiritual growth, no spiritual momentum in your life. That brings us to point 11. The relationship between God the Holy Spirit and oil. Earl. Oil. O-I-L. I want you to turn over to 1 John 2. We studied this in 1 John. 1 John 2, verse 20. 1 John 2, verse 20. But you, believers, you have the anointing. The anointing is the indwelling and filling of the Holy Spirit. Anointing is that was in the old ancient world, they anointed with oil. So but you believers have the anointing, the anointing with what? The indwelling and filling of the Spirit from the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have come to know all things from that anointing, the indwelling and filling of the Spirit combined with the teaching ministry of the Spirit. I have not written to you because you do not know the absolute truth of the Word of God, but because you do know it, and because no lie originates from aletheia, the absolute truth of the Word of God. So we have the anointing that is looking, comparing oil with the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. So let's take a look at a couple of things with regard to that. Subpoint one, oil is used as an analogy to the filling of the Spirit. Oil lubricates. When you have friction, friction wears out machines. Oil eliminates friction. By way of analogy, God the Holy Spirit, through the filling of the Spirit, makes it possible for us to assemble with all other kinds of believers in a local church where no two believers are in the same stage of spiritual growth. There are baby believers, adolescent believers, mature believers. Certain people will be obnoxious to you. However, the filling of the Holy Spirit protects you from getting your eyes on people. And He gives you understanding and toleration of others. Because what's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, virtue love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. It enables you to assemble with all kinds of believers, baby believers, adolescent believers, mature believers, reversionistic believers, all kinds of believers. And the frictions are removed by the filling of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Two, oil in the ancient world was used for healing. It was used as a medicine. And by way of analogy, the filling of the Spirit produces an understanding of others and a thoughtfulness, tenderness toward others, as you realize that there are others in our congregation who have problems. They have problems. They have suffering. They have illness. Consequently, a breach is healed before there is any further difficulty. The filling of the Holy Spirit heals your bitterness, anxieties, and fear as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Three, oil is used for light. Oil is used for light. And this refers to the ministry of the Holy Spirit in illuminating the Word of God. The light goes on illuminates the Word of God, illuminates the absolute truth of the God-breathed Scriptures. Four, oil propels or accelerates. This is as in diesel fuel. And therefore, the filling of the Holy Spirit is the divine power for your advancing to spiritual maturity. Five, oil invigorates. It provides energy for athletes. Now, they in the ancient world, when they competed in the ancient games, they competed naked. And they would go in and they would get rubbed down with oil all over their body, rubbed down with oil. Now, I was in track and field. I didn't compete naked. They would have eliminated me real quick. But Jack Mooberry, the track coach at Washington State University, before a very important track meet, and there was one team he wanted to beat more than anybody else. Well, the Washington Huskies, obviously. I always want to beat those guys. But Oregon State, the coach at Oregon State and Coach Mooberry didn't get along. Now, the coach at the University of Oregon, and Coach Mooberry, they were best buds. They would go out to dinner with their wives before the track meet, and then we'd go out and have a track meet. But Oregon State, so Coach Mooberry, we want to beat Oregon State no matter what. And so Coach Mooberry would take and get us on the table and get oil and rub us all down, legs and back and lug, and he's rubbing us down. Ole, you got to win the highs. Okay. And in this track meet with Oregon State, it was at Oregon State, our number one intermediate hurdler, he was a senior, I at the time was a sophomore, this guy was qualified for the Olympic Games in Mexico. And he pulled a muscle and couldn't compete. He was supposed to win the intermediates, and I was just supposed to get third. That's good enough. He got injured, and he goes, you're going to have to win the intermediates. Oh, shit. Got to win the highs and the intermediates. Anyway, he's rubbing us all down. Well, that's what we have here. Oil invigorates. It provides energy for athletes. The filling of the Spirit gives energy to live the spiritual life. Six, oil warms. Oil warms. The ministry of the Spirit warms the believer in the function of the spiritual life. When we are living the spiritual life by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, we're different people. Different for the better. We are filled with the Spirit. And everybody sees it. It has a visible impact. Visible impact. And I'm sure a lot of you see the same thing. You're living the spiritual life by the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And no matter where you go, that fruit of the Spirit has visible impact to the people around you. Sophie stayed with us the last couple of days, and she had a volleyball classes to take, and before that we decided we'd take her out to dinner, and we went to one of our favorite restaurants, and we went in and sat down, and Deb and me and Sophie, and one of the help came over, named Rodney, came over, sees Debbie. Oh, comes and kisses Debbie on the left cheek, kisses her on the right cheek, kisses her hand. And said, this is our granddaughter, Sophie. Oh, kisses Sophie's hand. And they looked at me, don't you dare kiss me. It stops right here, you know. And he shook my hand, but everybody came by. Every single person that works in there comes over with a big smile. But you know, when we are in there, they even tell us, you people always have a smile on you. You're always happy. You're always happy. You always have a smile. We don't see that. All these people come in here and they go, make me happy. Give me something good to eat. But when you are living the spiritual life by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit, it overflows to everyone around you. So oil warms. And 7, oil adorns. It's used for grooming. And likewise, God the Holy Spirit produces in us a beauty, an animation, a thoughtfulness, and an energy which we would not otherwise have. The filling of the Spirit produces in us everything worthwhile, and thereby advancing us in the right direction with concentration and poise and thoughtfulness and good manners. All right. Now that brings us to Romans 8, 5 through 8. And in Romans 8, 5 through 8, we have the conflict of being controlled by the sin nature with being controlled by the Holy Spirit in verses 5 through 8. And we will start with the conflict next Sunday. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.